Timin, Kuf Peichet, and Kuf Peitech. A little Jewish and a Muslim. Spend a little bit, some of the halachas that were not specifically spoken about in Mishnah Berurah. Timin Kuf Peichet. I mentioned this actually last week, but it's written in this Timin. Mishnah Berurah says the Sifkat and Beis. And one should not say Bainim Brahman Yushalayim Omeh in one breath. Rather, it should be mafik between the Yushalayim and the Omeh, but it should be nearer as a chelik of the bracha. The Omeh should be a chelik of the bracha. However, the Prima Gavin points out, he says, make sure that you do not say Omeh more than Techid Libra after the bracha. Because again, we're also not supposed to say Omeh. It shouldn't be a problem with Omeh in the Timin. Also, he adds that everybody else that's listening to the Mavarch does not have to wait till he says, it's not like Vimru Omeh, and then you say Omeh. Rather, as soon as he says, Bani Brachon Yishalayim, you can answer Amen right away. You don't have to wait for his Amen. Should answer Amen right away. Okay, giving to Sifka and Tezai, the Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody was not Maskir Shal Shabbat, he has to go back to him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, feeling suffix in his career, like, telling him the sum of Adelaide in his career. Even if it's a suffix whether or not he was Maskir Shal Shabbat, we say, Tirchein Akad Vazel. The fastest says that you do not say it, since the way that you usually bench is without the say. So maybe you would have to repeat it even though you're not sure. I actually saw an interesting child today. They asked him kind of to yesterday. They said, that's the guy never watches during the week. The only time he has a suda fast is on Shabbos. The stoma is that it, you can't say the stoma is that he doesn't say. Anytime that he benches, he doesn't say. It's a little bit interesting. There's a lot of young people who say Yalav Yomer, there's a lot of other times that you say, there's a lot of nothing that you say. He said the Torah, interesting shout out, food for thought. It's not the word, it's not the word. This is not a Sabbath right. Imagine if they don't have a Sabbath right. Benching is a Sabbath right. Imagine if they wouldn't be a Sabbath right, so. We should go to Kul in that case. We can't say Sirchei, we should go to Kul. He's glad to start here. However, the Mishnah Berurah says with regard to tefillah that even if the guy had in mind, even if the person had in mind, he started sharing yesterday, the guy gave a big clap, say all the others, and he had in mind, he's going to say all the others. And then he finishes sharing yesterday, and he's like, I don't remember if I said all the others now. So we should say, since he had in mind to say all the others, so then in the common passage, he said, says Mishnah Berurah, no, even if he had in mind, with nachalei osafik miyad lachar tefillah, we're telling that he just did not say it. Then in a chanam we would tell that he did say it, he had in mind to say it. What is man mukli? I didn't see it exactly together. I saw the Shmir Shabbos the Chos of Clarus, Barak and Zayin. What's the gather of man mukli? But if it's right after davening, right after Shmir Yassin, you know you had in mind to say all the other. You know right before Barak and Zayin, you had in mind to say it, you had in mind to say all the other. As soon as you finished, you don't remember if you said it or not, or say that you do not say it. They bring down that if there's a kid around, somebody that heard you say it, a lot of the same with them. You know, they ate it. You didn't know whether or not you said it. And you'd be able to be same with them. If he already said, Bainim Brachma Yerushalayim Bain, Allah is, then he's supposed to add in a special bracha. Like the Mechavik Mizamitiv of Tov Lehitzir Shashavis, Emer Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekinu Melech Oilam, Shenosin Shabbosit Lemenuch Olam Yitzel Be'aval, Leitz Lebrins, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekavik Shashavis. Now let's say he's benching without a bencher, and he doesn't remember the Nisim. What is he supposed to do? Says the Taz, Mishra Brubun Zem La'alacha, that too bad, you don't know it. You don't know how to be Mitzakel what you did wrong. You gotta go back to the beginning. However, if you know, you don't have to know the whole Baruch. If you know at least the beginning and the end, that's enough. You don't have to know the whole nusach. What's the beginning and the end? The source says the bracha brings down. He says the lashon is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Noson Shabbosit Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos. I'm not exactly sure what the mashmoyis of Asher Noson Shabbosit. It's sort of like in the middle of a sentence. Asher Noson Shabbosit Lemenucha or Asher Noson Shabbos. I'm not sure where he got to. That's where the break is. In the kudos, he's supposed to be master shel Shabbos. As long as you master the Shabbos in the beginning, and in the chesima of Baruch Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos, that's enough. You don't have to know the whole Lamed Yisrael Ba'av Lo Yitzlibris. Now let's say the guy doesn't even know the beginning and the end. So can he just say Ritzei? So if you look at the Bir'ah Halacha, the Bir'ah Halacha clears. He says, why is this any different than Tefillah? In Tefillah Halacha, if a person says, remember, they didn't say all of the other way. Halacha is you say Yalav Yomer right then. There's no special bracha that you say, you add in a special bracha. You say the Yalashon of Yalav Yomer. You're supposed to say before, you didn't say, you say right now before Maiden. In fact, Mr. Brewer, why is it any different over here? How come we can't say the Lashon of the Yalav Yomer? I don't know the bracha that they made up. I'll say the Lashon of Yalav Yomer. I'll say the Lashon of the Rasei that I'm supposed to say. Why should it be any different? Sorry, okay. Remember, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, he's Mataris. He answers why he can't say. Just the way that Ritzei and Yalav Yomer were Niskan, the Niskan has the chilek of the bracha of Rachim. Mamela has a psicha and a chesimo. It's a bracha like any other bracha. It's a bracha from the chavatol. So it's kilo as if you have a psicha. And you end off bringing bracha and mishlayim omein, that's your chesimo. And Ritzei and Yalav Yomer is in the middle. Now, if you didn't say it as a chilek of the bracha, then Chazal were mitzake, you have to say a lashon of a bracha after the bracha. Ritzei and Yalav Yomer were niskan as a chilek of a bracha. So if you didn't say it as a chilek of the bracha, you can't just say Yalav Yomer and Ritzei by itself. You have to say it in a lashon of a bracha. Niskan to say as a bracha. Memela, saying it not as Chazal were mitzake it, saying it just with Ritzei, just lashon of Yalav Yomer, you weren't mekayem the takana of Chazal. As opposed to Tfilah, he says in Tfilah, if you can add, you can't add on another bracha. It's not just add on another bracha, because I'll only stack in 18 brachas. He really says the end of it, there's only 3 brachas at the end, it's not 4 brachas at the end. So we can't add on another bracha. Birth of Muslim, they did add on another bracha. So meanwhile, if you says the Shmir Shabbat Chalas Mizam Rishon Zaman, he says also similar time like the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, you weren't Makayim at the Kana Chazal, to say it as a bracha, even if you said Ritzei, you weren't supposed to say, you said Ritzei, you said Yalav Yomer, or not Yitzir Yechir, and you'd have to go back to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon.
In general,
part of a bracha. So it needs a psich and a chesimu. You didn't have a psich and a chesimu, you have to make your own psich and a chesimu like a zalma. If you didn't do that, you weren't yet to even be the Yevim. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot and Yutet, and he brings out Machlokes B'negei to Rosh Hashanah. The Magen Avraham says that Rosh Hashanah, there's no chiv, there's a shita that holds, you're not a fast Rosh Hashanah, there's no chiv to have a suzah. The Meila says Magen Avraham, if that's true, that there is such a shita, and we're simuch on the shita, bring dry that we are simuch on the shita, he says, then if a person forgets the Alvi Yavai, we can tell him that Iboy Yachol, Iboy Lo Yachol, Rosh Hashanah, there's no chiv to suzah. The Meila, you don't have to go back. Two halachas, he says, comes out of this halacha. He says, first of all, if you forgot it and you caught yourself before you said Atayim HaMitiv, when you add in the bracha for Rosh Hashanah for what you forgot, you would not be chayim with Shem Hashem, just like by Rosh Chodesh, since you have no chiv to eat. And the second halacha is that if you already started Birchas Atayim HaMitiv, then we don't make you go back. Because what we're saying is that there's a shita that holds, you don't have to have a chiv to do. Now with regard to the first halacha, that you don't have to be chayim with Shem Hashem, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Harvey Akhrenim is Kimu Adatsim is Agderimah, that you have to be chayim, and that's mashma that how the Mishnah Berurah is coming out of Maisel, that if you didn't, that if you forgot Yalav Yomer on Rosh Hashanah, you have to be chayim in the bracha that you add in after Bnei Bracha Mishlayim Amein, you have to be chayim. Now when you get to the next halacha, if you already started Atayim HaMitiv, he brings down the Magen Avraham says you have to go back, you don't have to go back. If Shachan v'hizkal atev ha-mitiv, gam kin da'at ha-magan avam d'shuvin yichoy zek mei v'rish chedesh. Del yiram v'choy zek alof, v'choy zek alof, v'choy zek. There he doesn't bring down a harmi or chayim. He just brings down this, del yiram v'choy zek alof. So what do you do l'maisa? If somebody forgets del yiram v'choy zek alof, v'choy zek alof. So, I saw one place that they were bringing down that, on Rosh Hashanah, come on, nobody forgets anything. V'chal, come on in the game. But if a person will tell Mashmah to make sure that they don't miss even one word. However, if Lamaisa the person does, the Brugger told me it's a Tavik Brachas, so Lamaisa Lachar is telling whether or not the person has a Shir Tzviyah. If he didn't have a Shir Tzviyah, it's a Tavik Darabon. If he didn't have a Shir Tzviyah, Lachar is a Tavik Daraisa, and you have to go back. The best thing to do... Rosh Hashanah. It wouldn't be... this wouldn't be a Tavik Daraisa. You're right. It's not on the Berkhah Mazin. Absolutely. He didn't tell me. He said it's a Tavik Brachas. The Brugger said it's a Tavik Brachas, that was the lesson too. And the Chanan, you wouldn't have to go back. Because the shadow whether or not, the shadow is only a shadow under the Rabbanah, it's not a shadow under the Rabbanah. Pashas, you wouldn't have to go back. You always have an Eitzah, so you can get out of the shadow, you can have another Kazai. Or you have somebody else you might see. But, Chor, you wouldn't, what's that? Shabbos Rosh Hashanah? It's also still you wouldn't. What's that? You can't pass off the Shabbos. You boy. The Shabbos is the same as Shabbos. Yeah, by Rosh Chodesh, by the way. Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. That Chabad passes. But even if you got Yalav Yomer and Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, even though you don't say you boy off, you boy off, you have to do that. It doesn't make a difference. You wouldn't have to go back to Yalav Yomer. With regard to Yom Kippur, the Mishnah brings down, he says, in the same Sifkatan, Rabbi Yom Kippur lin yinchil shetarach lech alboim, shetarach lech alboim, shetarach lech alboim, in Pasuk Batei Vameitze, v'nizkir shal yom yal alboim, ein atarach lechim. Kamei b'rish chedish, v'nizkir kredim shetarach lech alboim, shetarach lech alboim, if he didn't have, if a chel ate on Yom Kippur. So, in a chlam yazachiv to say yal alboim. If you forgot to say all of the other, if you already started the next bracha, zichur doesn't go back. The zichur no chiv, so you didn't kippur. However, if you didn't start the next bracha, so the same way that on a shvedish we say you should add in another bracha, even though you have no chiv to be chayzer if you started the next bracha, do we see the same thing on Yom Kippur? Mr. Brew brings down a machlokes. Yeshem in the tzarach lo'im ebarach shnatan. Yeshem in the bezel lo'i tikkun chomu klal nasas bracha la'hashem maskeret yal yovei. Chol shlayom ebarachim meshuv eni chayzer v'chin nasab. Mishmur from now, that Kirish Mami Takwanan has to be mounted this new bracha on Yom Kippur. Now, little in Yana Diyama, with regard to the bracha after the Shalit, the Shalit, why by Hanukkah and Purim, we're not mounted in Amur. There are a number of different roots we've given, and one of them, Chaim says, that the reason we're not mounted in Amur of Hanukkah and Purim on Yom Kippur, on bracha after the Shalit, bracha after Yom, is because the only time that we mounted something in bracha chayna, dafka, if you would have forgotten it, then you would have been talking in a special bracha. Even Rosh Chodesh, even if you don't have to go back, in the mindset they would have been talking in a special bracha, if you catch yourself in time. Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, they were all talking. However, Chanukah Purim, they weren't talking in such a bracha. They were also not talking a hasar in bracha chayna chayna. Now what's with the chayla Yom Kippur? Then has to eat, but he's not washing. He's only going to have to cuss. He's only going to have to have the same. Does he have to be masked in a murder on Yom Kippur? In bracha has been chosen. So the best thing is machlek is whether or not you have to add in a bracha over here. If you forget on Yom Kippur. Says the Shem Zalman, Shem Shabbos is also bringing down, that since it's the only machlek is a suffix that we're not making this bracha, Mamelo, you should be masked in a murder, a chayl on Yom Kippur, even if he washes and benches, Zichri has to be masked in a murder, the chayl. If he forgets, he doesn't go back. Same thing with Rav Mishal, Shachil also on Yom Kippur, should be Mavim Yom Kippur on in Rav Mishal. The next halacha is with regard to Yontif. The same halacha is with regard to Yontif. The person forgets on Yontif, he has a Chiv Tudor, forgets the Sayyala Vyom, he has to go back. However, if he catches himself before the next bracha of Atei Vameitzi, if he adds in a special bracha, if he doesn't catch himself, he has to go back to Tzara Chlas and the Rish Berich of the month. Rebbe Kiva Eger and Hashmachas in this simon, it's also his first tshuva in Orech Chaim. He wants to find that woman on Yom Tif, if they forget Yalav Yom, they don't have to go back. He says, Loi mi boi, like the Shittas of the Rav that holds Baal of the Samcha means that she has no chiv simcha mechlal. That is the chiv simcha mutl on her husband. But even if he's the rabbi that holds that she has a chiv simcha also on Yantif, however, the chiv achilas pas doesn't come out of the chiv simcha. Says Rav Kiva Eger. The chiv comes back with adin oinig. Adin oinig. Woman, like any other mitzvah, say she has man grama, wants to sign up. The woman are mechiv. Woman are mechiv in the chiv, right? Adin oinig. Memela, if they forget, Eva Zeh, then I'm mechiv in oinig, then I'm mechiv in. To have fast. Now that he says they could fast on Yom Tov, but maybe if they would forget Yalav Yom Tov, since we have the time of Yiboy Yochel, Yiboy Yochel, maybe they wouldn't have to go back.
Yom Shabbat?
Yom Shabbat.
Yom
Shabbat?
Yom.
Yeah, there is Mechalek Wayev and Mechuyev. If you look at the Shuvah, Mechalek Wayev on Shabbat, for sure they're Mechuyev. However, on Yom Tov, he says that's the Chelek of the. What's that? And then let's say they're also, since they're Mechuyev in Masa. The Mechuyev also. Since the Mechuyev is to the Shabbos, the Mechuyev in Tehazon. However, on Yom Tov, they're not mechuyev in oinig, so maybe they wouldn't have to, if Chiyuv is passed, maybe they wouldn't have to go back. However, Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down, and there are a number of chiyuvim that are chiyuvim, they want to find out that in our simple we saw that the Rosh brings down that the chiyuv of Achilas Pas is not out the chiyuv of oinig, the chiyuv of Simcha. He says Mefurish, he says that the Achilas Pas is Simcha on Yom Tov, they're mechuyev that Pas. Or maybe it's out the chiyuv of Simcha, so if you hold like Rambam, you know, the chiyuv is Taka on the woman that has Simcha, maybe it's mechuyev that Pas. Then they would have to go back. We don't say you boy achol, you boy achol. In the middle, they'd have to go back if they forgot it. What do you do with the ma'aseh? So I asked him, Berkowitz. He told me that he heard from Rav Tuvia Goldstein. He heard the shir from Tuvia Goldstein many years ago. He said, "B'shem Rav Aaron Kotler, not to let woman be simach of kiveger. In fact, it shouldn't be simach of kiveger. And since a lot of our friends, very mechodeshik of kiveger, many of our friends were chelik, and Chavrei Varaya from a rush says before that the din simcha that the chiyuv achilas pas is nevei from the din simcha." And they are mechuyev in simcha. Memelo, if they forget, in a chanami, the taka should go back. Once again, if they could eat another, this is probably even harder for them, eat another kedayas of pas, to get it, after she has a, after her wife has the whole tooth, to get her to eat another kedayas of pas.
She has to wash again?
If she was, yeah, zichen.
And she was
in the right thing? Yeah, zichen, she was in the 100%. She benched, a whole bench. Yeah. Seven times she's been seeing that. Seven times she's been having a broken initial news.
So that's
called
the answer
to Dr.
Washington?
Isn't it called the answer to Dr. Washington? Pastor, yeah. There, it's even a shadow if you didn't bench, if you may see if that's against the need and you want to eat again, you have to wash. For sure, if you wash, if you bench, Pastor's going to have to wash again. If you're only having desires, then you should not say, Pastor, you shouldn't say I'm the other name. Only if you have a good base of the Chatsu, you're supposed to say I'm the other name. How far is considered, let's say he didn't, this is all if you caught yourself, this is added brachas, only if you caught yourself, before you started Atayv HaMetiv. What's considered starting Atayv HaMetiv? Mishnah Berurah says, he brings out from the Chai Adam, the Tzadkan Chav Gimel, says, even if you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, but you didn't say, okay, you're still allowed to kick into Shemnas HaShabbat HaLamanu Chalam HaYisrael. Starting Baruch, and even Baruch Atah Hashem, even Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, it's not considered at all, until you say something that's the beginning of the Baruch Atah HaMetiv. However, he sends it to the Bir Alacha. And the Bir Alacha time is, he says, why should it be this way? He has a time in the Chayyadim. He says, what's the part that I'm now allowed to say once I started Atayv HaMetiv? Because once I say the Baruch of Atayv HaMetiv, and Tchilam being Mesiyah Das and Gansan from the third Baruch. As long as I didn't start the Baruch, so even though I finished the third Baruch, I wasn't Mesiyah Das and Gansan, I could always add a new Baruch. It's not the third Baruch, sir. Mashiach, once I said Baruch, then I'm ready Mesiyah Das, even if I said one word, I was Zichr Mesiyah Das in the third Baruch, I shouldn't be able to be added anything in. I should have to be crazy. Tzorach Engel, why is Tzorach Engel? However, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Shmei Yashav Tzorach also brings down, Halichus, Halichus Shlomo, she brings down, I think it's from the same bracha, he says that even though he glad Tzorach Engel on the Chai Adam, however, the meaning is, like Mishnah Berurah says, that even if he said Baruch HaShem, the Kino Melech HaOlam, as long as you do not start Kel Avinu, you're allowed to kick into Hashanah Shabbat and Ruch Lama Yisrael. Even though your daf wasn't even for that bracha, Bechlal. Still you can go back to that. That's what Berkis told me, Lalacha also, that we're Simchon that. The Maitha, that is the Mashmoyt in Mishnah Berurah. He brings on the Chai Adam as a Soma in the Mishnah Berurah. And then he sends it to the Bir Alacha, why in the Bir Alacha? I'm glad to start hearing Adam. The Maitha, Lalacha, he's bringing down the Chai Adam. There's other Achanim that are fairly famous, as long as he said Baruch, you're... Why is he bringing down the Chai Adam? Because the Maitha, that's what we're knowing the Maitha. And as long as you didn't say Akel Avinu Malkin, you didn't start the bracha, the Russian specifically of Atayv HaMetiv, you're allowed to be Tzemen on the Chai Adam and go back and say Asher Nofel Shabbat Lo Menucha. In Sefkar Nechavav, Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha, that if you forget Yalav Yavah and Yantif, that's dafka one through that night and one through during the day. Anything more than that, you would not have to go back. We heard this very again on Shavuot. A lot of people are married to have two students, Fleshing Tzudah and Mechon Tzudah, Mechon Tzudah and Fleshing Tzudah. But the Fleshing Tzudah, then you have a second. If you forget Yalav Yom, you don't have to go back. On Pesach, you finish the Tzudah, it's a long day. Switch the clock around me. You finish your first Tzudah at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the morning, and you have another Tzudah, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. If you forget, Mechalami, it's not going to go back. Because it's already the second Tzudah. However, nevertheless, even though you wouldn't have to go back on Yom Tov, the Mishnah Berurah says later on, that The halacha is like by Rosh Chodesh. The same way that by Rosh Chodesh, even though you don't have to go back if you started out Tevah Mitzvah, nevertheless, if you catch yourself after you said Bainim Rachman Mishlayim Omer, you still add in the special bracha. That's not considered a chazara. The whole din is the Rosh Chodesh, and any time that you don't have a chiyuv kuda, there's no din chazara. You don't have to go back. However, adding in another bracha is not considered a chazara. The main sign on Rosh Chodesh, you have no chiyuv to go back if you forgot, or in Yantif after two sudas, or we'll see on Shabbos after three sudas. Even though you do not have to go back, if you started Atayim HaMetim, if you caught yourself in time, you should add in the special bracha. Getting to the halacha that was mentioned beforehand, what happens on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, you have no chiyuv suda. Shabbos, you have a chiyuv suda. What happens Rosh Chodesh is chaliyat b'Shabbos? If you have a chiyuv suda at Shabbos, you don't have a chiyuv suda at Rosh Chodesh. What do you do? If you forget, Shavuot Shredish. Says Machaber, you do not have to go back. If you forget Shavuot Shredish, since the Chiv is Neveh only from Alta Shabbos, not Alta Shredish, he actually in the Vedic Abayas, he says, Alta Shabbos Mekulo, it's a shadow whether or not we pass on the Kervasif or Drechil. The Melo, you wouldn't go back. Now, let's say you forgot Shal Shabbos, Shredish Chal Yesh Shabbos, and you said Yalav Yavai, but you didn't say Shavuot Shredish, you didn't say Shal Shabbos, so you have to be Chayz and repeat benching. You have to be mivarech with the mazon another time. Do you have to add in Yalav Yavai that you said the first time, or you already ate it the first time? Says Mishnah Berurah, no. You weren't yet the first benching was Mizbach Lagamri. Mamela, when you're going to bench again, and you're going to say Ritzei, you also have to add in Yalav Yavai. And the Chorim Ha'itaymo, the Sharat team goes, he says he was not Matik the Magen Avram, he holds it was Mizbach Lagamri, the first benching, and you have to add in Alanis Samosom. The Magen Avram says, Even though you have to bench again, when it comes to Chanukah Purim, if you said Al Anisim the first time, you won't have to say it the next time when you forgot to say it Al Anisim, and you're going to have to go back and say bench again, you're not going to say Al Anisim if you said it the first time. It's different than Yalav Yovich. Right with Mishnah Berurah, the Sharatim, like he says, comes out that way and he says, no, the first benching was Mizbach Lagamri. If you have to bench again, not only do you have to say Ritzei, and you say Yalav Yovich, on Purim or Chanukah, you're going to have to say Al Anisim also. In Lechur, we'll have to see when we get to the Sugya Bez Hashem in the fourth parak. But Lechur, Mashmaisa Mishnah Berurah is over here. He says that the Berf Kamazan Arishin is Bach Lagamri. In the case where you forgot something that you have Mechuyif to say, and that you have to go back for it. If you didn't say it, the Berf Kamazan Arishin is Bach Lagamri. Kum Toys on Yontif Shechal Yesh Beshavet, they have a Chiv to say Ritzein, Chiv to say Yalav Yalav. If you bench once and you said Ritzein, you forgot Yalav Yalav. And then you bench the second time and you said Yalav Yalav and forgot Ritzein. Lechur, you have to bench a third time. Even though, at the end of the day, you ended up with two Birch HaMazon. You ended up with a Birch HaMazon that had Ritzei and a Birch HaMazon that had Yalav Yalav. But it doesn't make a difference. Since the Birch HaMazon Ritzei was Mizbach Lagamri, so it didn't say Yalav Yalav. The Birch HaMazon Yalav Yalav was Mizbach Lagamri, because it didn't say Ritzei. At the end of the day, you were left without your Chiv, a Kim of your Chiv of Birch HaMazon, and you have to bench for a third time. Okay, in Sif Chet, the Mechaber says, Tzud HaShlishas V'Shabbos, Dinik Rish Chedish. The third Tzud on Shabbos is Dinik Rish Chedish. That we say, Yiboy Ochol Pas, Yiboy Loy Ochol Pas, and maybe you don't have to go back. Now, what's considered a Tzud HaShlishas? How about if a person goes to a Kiddush, the Mekayim is Steve of Kiddush Makam Tzudah, he has Pas Bobo Kiddush, he has a few pieces of cake. So your Mekayim Mekayim is Kiddush Makam Tzudah. So it's L'chor Akim of your Tzudah. So now when you go home and you have your Shalom, and you forget to say in benching, L'chor, you're already holding by L'chor Tzudah. So there's a stepler about it. He says he wants to be tailored to Machlokes Rishonim. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the whole topic is dafka if you had kavana to be mekayim your mitzvah of chiyuv tzudah with the pasul of the kisim. And maybe then you can be mekayim. Then you can clarify that maybe you were mekayim your chiyuv tzudah even though it's only pasul of the kisim. Maybe you're mekayim your chiyuv tzudah and your tzudah of shalom. So the main tzudah during the day, in echad would be your third tzudah of shalom. However, since meikad ezino you're not mekayim your chiyuv tzudah with pasul of the kisim. And it only works. We spot this. The kid is walking through them, but it's not a key of your Tzudah, because Maker is, you know, your Chiyuv Tzudah has to be with Pas. The Mela, Hagam, that we can recognize the kid is walking through them, because it's Pas over Kisnin. However, you were not Mekayim, unless you have Kavanah ahead you to Mekayim your Chiyuv Tzudah, you were not Mekayim Pashas, you were not Mekayim your Chiyuv Tzudah, and the Mela, you would have to go back even by your so-called third Tzudah, because really we only reckon that your second Tzudah, because your Pas over Kisnin does not count as a Tzudah. In Sifkat Lama Gimel, Mishabura talks about a case that Rishchidah Shechaliyat Mimotzei Shabbos. So the halacha is that we always go back to the Tchilas HaSudah. If a person on a regular Shal Shudah, if a person was eating his Sudah, and he finished a half an hour after Shkiyah, doesn't make a difference. His mouth through his say in Birch HaMazim because he started his Sudah while it was Shabbos. And he applies to Rishchidah, and he applies to Chanukah Purim. You will always go back to the Tchilas HaSudah. However, that's only when you don't have a zero between the Tchilas HaSudah and the Sefer HaSudah. But in the case where you have Rishchidah Shechaliyat Mimotzei Shabbos, so after Tchilas HaSudah, you have to be mouth through a say, and after the Sefer HaSudah, you have to mouth through Yalav Yomi. What are you supposed to do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, brings down 2 eights. He says, either what you can do is, if you talk ahead a pot after Shkiyah, either you do like the Magen Avraham, you only mouth through Rosh Chodesh. That's the Chiyuv Vadeh of right now, the Chiyuv of Rosh Chodesh. Or he brings down the Tzitz, to be mouth through both of them. It's not considered a Tzitz, you can mouth through Tzitz, Yalav Yomi, and Tzitz, the same. However, it's Mavur in the Mishnah Berurah that the whole Shaila only comes when you ate past after Shkiyah. However, if you didn't eat past after Shkiyah, but merely you have no Birchas HaMazon, no Chiyah Birchas HaMazon after Shkiyah, your whole Chiyah Birchas HaMazon is coming Machmas HaPast, you ate before Shkiyah, but merely there's no Shaila B'chlal that you should have to say Yalav Yomi. Your whole Chiyah Birchas HaMazon is coming Machmas, what you ate on Shabbat. What you ate on Shabbat is only a Chiyah Birchas HaMazon. There's no Chiyah Yalav Yomi. Maybe I saw from a number of people, Shem Zalman, so also brought down from the Vyasa, and he's telling us, at the time of the Chathila, you shouldn't get yourself in the problem. The Chathila, the best thing to do is not to have a Chiva, not to have a Kazayim to pass after Shkia. And maybe there's no Shalas, you're not getting the Shalas to have to say Al-Yavay, and maybe you would only have to say Yitzay. And so brought down, Shem Zalman, also brings down from Shem Zalman, that L'Chir, we see this, that telling him whether or not your Birch Muslim is coming back, what you ate on Shabbos, or the Kazayim that you ate after Shabbos, it says you could even eat after Shkiyah, you could even eat more than Kazayim, as long as you don't need a 10th day Echilas Pras. You don't need a 10th day Echilas Pras. Maybe you have no Chiyah Birchas HaMazon, not Chilas HaMazon, and you're allowed to eat it afterwards. However, if, despite the fact that we go about the Tchilas HaSudah, on a regular Shabbos, that goes, there's no Rosh Chodesh Matzah Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos that you're eating your Shal Shabbos, and you go past Shkiyah, you're supposed to answer your Tzitz. However, let's say a person forgot his Tzitz, what does he do? Says the Bir Halacha, in this case, you zikr did not go back and answer again. There are Shabbos that hold you not, you're supposed to answer your Tzitz as well. So meanwhile, on Shabbos Brachos, you would not go back and say your say again. Not only that, even if you quote yourself after bringing bracha on Bishlaim Amin, it says the Bir Halacha, you would not make this bracha zikr not with Shem of Alpha. If you clear, maybe you can say without Shem of Alpha. With zikr, you would not add in this bracha with Shem of Alpha since it's after Shkiyah.
So
the
second
third to the
third to the
Shalosh, we don't go back anywhere. Third to the, we wouldn't go back anywhere. We're talking about after Shkiyah, so if you only eat the Sudah, you're in trouble. So either you have to say that it's Yom Tov, or you say that it's, well, you have the same time as Yom Tov. By Yom Tov, you had your second Sudah, and your second Sudah went into the Matzah Shabbos. So you have a Chiyuv to go back, nevertheless, you want to go back. But the Chiddush is, even it applies even to Shal Shudah, because even on Shal Shudah, despite the fact you're not supposed to go back, if you start a Tehillah Matzah, but if you caught yourself in time, you have to add in the Bracha. Nevertheless, with Mir Lacha, you should not say the Bracha with Shem HaMom. But it's much better, you shouldn't even say the bracha b'klal. One other halacha negates, this is despite the fact that you go back to the Hachlof HaSudah, the Shari Chuba brings down here in Oyth Zion, he says, I'm very hated, because begin as brother, the Achla HaPaisim that's in the Hachlof HaSudah, Hainu Linin Haskarah. Avol B'Shever Brachas, the Chosin, Shemeshev HaSudah, Yerim Zion Adel Ches, Vale in the Vale Zion Brachas. Despite the fact that we always go bust the soul of the Sudah, however, with regard to Shever Brachas, we did not go bust the soul of the Sudah. Therefore, on the last day of Shever Brachas, if it's during in the middle of the Shever Brachas, the third day, fourth day, so the next day also you're moving to Shever Brachas. When it comes to the last day of Shever Brachas, if you went past Shkiyah, you would not say the Shever Brachas. Because Be'etzim, the Shever Brachas is not kosher to the Sudah. They were misakin to say it when you have the Sudah. But Be'ikaron, you can say the Shever Brachas anytime you have 10 people that are getting together in the Shever Brachas. It's not specifically kosher to the Sudah. Maybe it's not like a star of Berach HaMazon. A star of Berach HaMazon is shaykh to the Berach HaMazon. You know, if you didn't say it, shaykh to the Tudo. Only because you had the Tudo, you have to have this star. Maybe go back to that the Tudo. I said, you know, but you're not sure to the Tudo. Maybe you wouldn't say it. And Berger told me, he says that, they say B'Shem Ruchayim, that even if you want to say it because it's a chelik, you're Tudo continued, but it doesn't make a difference, the chos in the Kala anymore. There's no chos in the Kala anymore. After Shkis HaKama, so then it's not a chos in the Kala anymore. The Tudo continues, fine. There's no chos in the Kala, so we're even B'Shem Ruchayim. You have to mention more Shkis. And so can you say the Shabbat Rabbah before? Can you stop the middle of the Tudah and say the Shabbat Rabbah? It's all type from Shabbat Rahman, it's also I think Hashem Rukham Kinyasi, I think in that thing. I think the bull said that you cannot stop the Tudah in the middle. The Maitha, despite the fact that Eid al-Khanam is not telling the Tudah, but the Maitha, the meaning of the Tudah on the Tudah, there were mouth mechat that are bearing the mother, but merely you shouldn't do it in the middle. You should not make the Shabbat Rabbah in the middle, and you should finish Shabbat Rabbah before Shkiyah. However, they clear, what's with the last day of Shabbat? The last day of Shabbat, so then you have Hesef Shabbat. So Ken Zan is the Chilak of the Shabbat, even though it's after Shia, but it's the Chilak of the Shabbat, so I think that over there the Taka Armakel, and you wouldn't be able to do the Shabbat Brachas afterwards. I think that's the Chilak of Shabbat Brachas afterwards. Why not? If they did Sunday before Shia. Sunday before Shia, so you count Sunday as the first day. What? As they come to. Okay, that's the Pechet. Just one or two halachas of Pechet. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, he says, from the Magen Avraham, Vegan Levi Rishalot Yom Tov Rish Chodesh, Migdo, or Bechol, Magdil. He's Mechalot between Shabbat Yom Tov Rish Chodesh and the rest of the day. The Shabbat is, what exactly is the Gedder? What's with Matzah Shabbat? Matzah Shabbat also, do you say Migdo? Do you say Magdil, you say Migdo? So it's not just the Shabbat brings down from the Kavach Chaim. That is, even on Matzah Shabbat, you would say Migdol like on Shabbat. I didn't exactly get together, but from the Kavach Chaim inside. The Kavach Chaim, he clears that even any type of Suda, which is like a Suda, he says even by a Bris Milo, he wants to sign even by a Suda, by a Siyam, Me'im, Suda, I didn't get the exact together when you say, Zichud is no Tzad, right? So I don't, Matzah, some people say that it's a day that you say that there's Matzah on. And then they have Musaf on every day. Yom Tov, for Shkredish, and Shabbat, they say Musaf. You say Musaf, and mainly that's the Master. Both of the Hanukkah and Purim, those are Musaf, or you say Magdil. But on Matzah Shabbat, we go buster, Kumtis, if we're going to say Migdol, that means we go buster the day that you said it. The day, previous day. However, on Matzah Shkredish, there was no sound that you're going to say it, just because the day was Shkredish, you had Musaf. Elamai has to say, because the Suda itself is a little bit of a mitzvah. Matzah Shabbos, there is an ending to have a lot of malchus. It's a mitzvah. It's not a chiv. If you only have money for three Sudas, a lot of malchus is one that you drop. However, so I'm not exactly sure what the gather is. Do we go back to Rish Chedesh? Do we go back to the Musaf? Do we go back to the fact that it's a Suda's mitzvah? If it's a Suda's mitzvah, then even the Suda's here. Yesh la'ayim. This base, the Mechaber brings down, the base of Aval, a person is supposed to say, Rahman al-San, Beit Al, should know. They added a special law, Shabbat Hashem, the Kinam al Khalil, but Kelavinu, Makinu, Berinu, Berinu, Hamel Hachal, Yasir, Amitim, Mechulu. Shaila is, Baruch Hashem, I haven't been in too many Beit Al, but from what I've heard from just about anybody, we never heard anybody say this Baruch Al, ever. Or, what? Never even heard the Baruch in the first place. What's that? The Hill itself, the Nir Mashimah. I can't remember from when my father was benching it, but I don't recall that. I never even seen a bench that had such a thing inside of it. So, the Berabirla in Yerodea, Master Chekhov was down, the Nora Simit, he says that the Eilun Simit on the sheets that hold that it's not said in less than a pach meter, less than a minion, they don't say it. You know, people want to say it for that. Could be that, first of all, there's not a minion by the Beit Avol. Although that's what even the Tudus Marais. Generally it's not such a mess, it's a big family. There's 10 men there that are having the Tudus. So Marais, and then that's what people are saying upon. And they're not saying this Brach HaMachal. That's that. Two things with regard to Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a little bit of a shorter Seder. Marais, I don't know exactly how much the Ilum Zichr there is Seder. From I think 2:15 to 4:30 for those that could hear. Those that have to leave a little bit earlier. I should excuse themselves. I don't have an aspect for these 2 weeks of being alone. What I would like to do is get to Mr. Shem. Maybe I'll go with the paper tomorrow. I see that there's a big run when we get to the Gemara of Achnun and Beis, the end of Shamash, in Merochim Alayayin, I think it's. So it's more in Merochim Alayayin. And for those that did not see Kuftadi Beis, see Kuftadi Beis through Kuftadi Beis. Till the end of next week, the next 2 weeks, get this. Till Nun and Beis, and from Kuftadi Beis through Kuftadi Beis. That's the first thing. The second thing is, we'd like to invite the Eilam to the Hanukkah Mitzvah. There's Hashem, in a week from today, 7:30, in Harav Binyam Wolf's house, in the whole station of Yom.
Five.
There's Hashem. I don't think there's going to be a house. Yeah. Yeah. Memeva, I don't think next week there's going to be Chabura at this time, since I don't think we're going to be here at this time. Memeva, we're inviting you now, and if you can make it, we'd be happy to see you.